Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share some great news from my friends at Bulldog Kia. You can buy a new Kia online and have it delivered straight to your home.
Right now, 2020 Kia Soul LXs are only $15,900 at Bulldog Kia in Athens. That's right, you can get a brand new Kia Soul LX for less than $16,000. This includes $2,000 customer cash and a dealer discount of $1,415. Get your new Kia Soul today at Bulldog Kia.
Wow, what a great deal. And with their free home delivery service, you can have your new Kia delivered straight to your driveway. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
Must take delivery by August 3rd, 2020. Exempt stock number K20921, MSRP $20,315. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives, taxes, tag fees, and dealer added items not included. See dealer for details.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, August the 14th of 2020. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Station in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This newscast is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post, featuring our very own gourmet coffee, Capuchin Dark Roast, and whole bean and fresh ground. Start your morning like a Crusader with a fresh brewed cup of Capuchin Dark Roast coffee, available at mikechurch.com/shop. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump helps with a historic peace deal, more COVID testing, and some unrest in Oregon. President Trump on Thursday announced what he called, quote, a historic peace agreement between Israel and the United Arab Emirates, saying they agreed to, quote, full normalization of relations. The president, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi and Deputy Supreme Commander of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, released a joint statement yesterday after the three spoke and, quote, agreed to the full normalization of relations between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. The statement said that the diplomatic breakthrough was at the, quote, request of President Trump and that Israel will, quote, suspend declaring sovereignty over areas outlined in the president's vision for peace and focus its efforts now on expanding ties with other countries in the Arab and Muslim world. Netanyahu yesterday addressed the historic deal between his country and the UAE, calling it, quote, the greatest advancement towards peace between Israel and the Arab world in the last 26 years. In other news, the U.S. government is investing $6.5 million in two diagnostic laboratories to increase the country's COVID-19 testing capacity and perform an additional 1 million tests each week by early October. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said yesterday the funding would enable the selected companies, Aegis Science Corp. and Sonic Healthcare USA, a unit of Sonic Healthcare Limited, expand capacity by increasing staffing and infrastructure. HHS says it expects the labs to be able to conduct up to 4 million additional COVID-19 tests per month. And finally, federal agents in Bend, Oregon, clashed with hundreds of protesters late Wednesday night after an hours-long standoff sparked by the arrest of two men by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers who said they were, quote, a threat to the public. Bend's episode, which is about a three-hour drive from Portland, was the latest in tensions among protesters, local police, and federal agents. The protest spanned hours as two unmarked ICE buses were blocked by protesters who apparently witnessed the arrests. Shortly before midnight, federal agents removed the two detained men from a bus and left the scene. The protesters also dispersed. Bend police said it had been made aware that ICE agents were in the city conducting an investigation, but they were not given the details. Coming up, our saint of the day, he led a great life of unification. Our quote of the day on this Friday comes from Saint John Vianney. You cannot please both God and the world at the same time. They are utterly opposed to each other in their thoughts, their desires, and their actions. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
Hey folks, it's Mike Church. You know, when I was a little chirrins, I remember loving the old Dunkin' Donuts TV spot. You know, the one with the guy who woke up at 3 a.m. mumbling to his wife,
I gotta make the donuts.
Well, fast forward 40 years, and now I'm the guy waking up at 3 a.m. mumbling to my wife,
I gotta make the radio.
But I have a secret weapon the Dunkin' Donut dude did not have. Crusade Channel Cappuccino, dark roast coffee, and whole bean or ground. Our fresh, aromatic gourmet coffee is made from 100% fair trade beans, freshly imported, roasted, and then delivered fresh to you. So, whatever AM you arise at, to make what you gotta make, count on Crusade Cappuccino Dark Roast Coffee. Order today at crusadechannel.com/coffee or by telephone at 844-527-8723.
Our saint of the day is Saint Eusebius of Vercelli. Eusebius became the first bishop of Vercelli back in the year 345. Living in community with his priests, he was the first Western bishop to unite monastic life with the ministry. As the emissary of Pope Liberius at the Council of Milan in 355, he refused to sign the commendation of Athanasius for his attacks against Arianism. For supporting Athanasius, Eusebius was exiled to the east. Eventually pardoned by the Roman Emperor Julian the Apostate, he attended the Synod of Alexandria, whose decrees on the Nicene Creed he promulgated, thereby helping to restore orthodoxy and unity throughout the empire. Returning to Italy, he worked with St. Hilary of Poitiers in opposing Arianism. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp announced yesterday that he plans to drop the mask ordinance lawsuit against Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms in the city, possibly ending a months-long feud over an order for people to wear masks to stop the spread of COVID-19. Kemp had sued Bottoms in the city of Atlanta to stop enforcement of a local mask mandate aimed at slowing the spread of the virus. The governor argued that the city lacks the authority to override his order, encouraging but not requiring face coverings. Send us your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, more of the Mike Church Show. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news, finding truth.